you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
I'm Tracy Thomas, host of One for the Books, a live literary event series from LAist. We are back with guests, author Amanda Montell, and actor Bella Lavelle. You can find us on May 15th at the Crawford Family Forum. Tickets at laist.com/events.
Today on the LA Report, a new transparency rule in California reveals companies tracking your location data, including info on your kids and your health care. We give you a preview of tomorrow's hearing addressing allegations that an Orange County Superior Court judge led a criminal conspiracy. And later, you may have seen him on TikTok or heard the podcast. Meet the person behind LA in a minute.
I did LA's 10 oldest fast food chains, and that was the first one that, quote unquote, went viral.
It's Sunday, April 28th. I'm Julia Paskin, and that's coming up on the weekend edition of the LA Report from LAist 89.3. But first, here's the latest news. A report from the American Lung Association rates Southern California air quality as pretty bad. Anthony Victoria with our reporting partner KVCR has more.
San Bernardino and Riverside counties are ranked as the smoggiest places to live in the U.S. William Barrett with the American Lung Association says it's largely due to the region's growing warehouse industry.
And that has invited essentially tens and tens of thousands of new daily truck trips to the region.
Jasmine Cunningham lives in Fontana and says the air quality in her neighborhood is unsafe.
The air quality is so bad that we have an air filter and our air conditioner and then separate air filters for each bedroom and the living room.
Barrett says California must continue to adopt policies that address emissions from transportation.
By the way, LA ranks number 3 in the smoggiest spots. A court hearing tomorrow will address allegations that an Orange County Superior Court judge led a criminal conspiracy to cover up law enforcement misconduct. LAist Jill Replokal says the case could have huge implications for Orange County's justice system.
Judge Abraham Beitai is a former high-ranking Orange County District Attorney, and the accusations against him are actually lodged in the context of a murder case. If a judge agrees this misconduct took place, those charges could potentially drop. And dozens of other cases in which Beitai participated as a prosecutor, along with other law enforcement, could be revisited.
Jill will be following tomorrow's hearing. And in just a couple of days, a program that gives Californians up to $75 a month to pay for high-speed internet is ending. The Affordable Connectivity Program started in 2021, but the $14 billion that Congress gave to the program is going to run out by the end of April. In California, 3 million residents benefit from the program. According to that program, military families, those living in rural areas, and people over the age of 65 make up a large part of its recipients. Under a new California mandate, dozens of companies are now reporting that they are gathering children's information and data on reproductive health. CalMatters reporter Kari Johnson says that includes if you visited Planned Parenthood.
The data registry has existed in California since 2020, but the recent actions are meant to give more transparency to consumers so that they can get a better sense of some of these really sensitive uses of data.
Johnson adds, you can keep these data brokers from storing and selling that information as required by law.
There are companies and nonprofit organizations like Consumer Reports. They have an app called Permission Slip that you can use to make these requests on your behalf.
The process will become more streamlined in 2026. That's when California would need to create a single website where you can opt out of data collection. The San Gabriel Valley will host its third Mission to Mission Open Streets event today. LAist Kevin Tidmarsh has more.
Roads will be closed to cars between Mission Street in South Pasadena and Mission Avenue in San Gabriel, and they'll be open to bikes, scooters, wheelchairs, and most other types of transportation. Active SGV is the organization putting it on. They were also behind last fall's Arroyo Fest on the 110 freeway. And if you want to hit the street on wheels but don't have any, San Gabriel Valley residents can rent an e-bike and even take one for a test run for free at one of the activity hubs along the route. For LAist 89.3, I'm Kevin Tidmarsh.
And Pizza City Fest Los Angeles continues today. You can grab a slice for more than 20 local pizzerias or even learn how to up your home pizza game. If you need help narrowing down which slices to try, LAist food editor Gob Chabran offered these highlights.
Sunday, we've got tastings from Apollonia's Pizza. They're one of my favorites. I've talked about them a bunch before, so looking forward to that. We've also got Shin's Pizza in Cypress Park and Gorilla Pies in Valley Village, and I'm not going to miss those.
The event kicks off at LA Live at 1 p.m. Heads up, though, it's not cheap. Tickets go for $125, but that will get you unlimited pizza plus cocktails and dessert. More at LAist.com. More coming up after this break.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
LAist has a new live event series with the James Beard Foundation. We Are Where We Eat will go behind the scenes of some of your favorite LA restaurants to find out how and why they do what they do. I'm Austin Cross. Join me for the first event where we'll explore how restaurants help make a neighborhood and we'll all have something delicious to eat afterwards. It's May 22nd at the Crawford. Get your tickets now at LAist.com/events.
Now to the LA Report, I'm Julia Paskin. You may not recognize Evan Lovett's name, but you may know him as the guy from LA in a Minute, those popular short videos about LA culture and history on TikTok and Instagram. He recently spoke to LAist's Brian De Los Santos about how he got started in what is now a full-time job for him.
All right. So my son was getting into screen time. He was about 8 years old at the time. And it's a constant battle. Anybody has kids, get off the screen, blah, blah, blah. 5 more minutes. Anyway, I finally am like, we're never going to win this battle. So I said, listen, you could be on the screen as long as you learn something. You need to tell me a fact that you learned, and then you can like watch whatever your crap, like TikTok, which I was like, there's nothing worse than TikTok, right? Trends and dances, and that's what he had just discovered.
And was this like during the pandemic? Because I feel like that's when it's...
Right before. So that's not true. It was during the pandemic because it was 2021, the winter of, and... We were at a Christmas party with my wife's cousin, and my wife's cousins are younger. They're so cool and so smart. And I'm always, what are the kids up to these days? You know, that kind of, because I'm older. So just trying to not be a kid, but at least be aware of the stuff. And they're always telling me, oh, Snapchat this and, different social media. And they tell me, they're like, we actually get our news from TikTok now. They're like, no, listen, CNN, LA Times, Washington Post, they all have TikTok feeds. Mm-hmm. The light bulb just goes off in my head. I'm like, okay, my son wants to watch TikTok. I'm going to start an LA news channel because this is how old I am. I've been trying to get him to read the newspaper. I still get the physical newspaper. And he's like, bro, people your age don't even read the newspaper anymore. Like, you're a dinosaur. And I was like, all right, he's kind of right. So I was like, you know what I'm going to do? My original TikToks, I'd hold up the LA Times and just summarize two or three stories from the day, whatever was going on. You know, at the time that the mayoral race was a hot issue, Rick Caruso, Karen Bass. And it really started with that. And the TikTok algorithm is rewarding within like 2 weeks. I had 1,000 followers. And to put in perspective, I was a Twitter guy because, again, I love news. I had 1,000 followers after like 15 years on Twitter. And I was like, whoa, this TikTok something. But where it really took off is I'm always reading books on LA. I was reading a book by George Geary called Made in California about all the restaurants. And I did LA's 10 oldest fast food chains. And that was the first one that, quote unquote, went viral. And then I'm like, people are into this issue. Because I'd always text my friends. I'd be like, hey, did you know Taco Bell was actually based on a place called Meat La Cafe across the street in San Bernardino. And he basically stole the idea for Tacos Dorados and he Americanized it. And that became Taco Bell. Sometimes people would care. Sometimes people would be like, dude, I'm sick of all your facts, bro.
You're that
like,
guy in the group chat.
Yes, I am that guy. So these are things that I'm always interested in because anywhere you go in LA, there's fun stuff. There's questions. There's history. And it's like palm trees. I'd always heard palm trees are not from LA, yet they're the consummate symbol of our city. So like, let's get into it. And then that's where it kind of mushroomed and grew into a thing with a good following that's really, really rewarding to do.
That's Evan Lovett from LA in a Minute. If you want to get into it more, go to LAist.com. And a note, Lovett has previously worked as a paid influencer for LAist to expand the reach of our voter and gift guides and other civic engagement work. Thanks for listening to the weekend edition of the LA Report. The Weekend LA Report is hosted by me, Julia Paskin, and produced by Monica Bushman and Kevin Tidmarsh. Our engineer is Sean Corey Campbell. The podcast is edited by Fiona Ng. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development, and our vice president of podcasts is Shana Naomi Crockmall. Join us back here tomorrow. You can read more at LAist.com and listen live on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
LAist Studios operates within the homelands of the Gabrielino Tongva people. We recognize the painful history of displacement, settler colonialism, and erasure of the people, their language, and their sovereignty. Visit laist.com/land for more information. We encourage you to get curious about the land on which you live and work.
As a farmer's son from a desert region in California, J.B. Hamby thinks a lot about water.
I spent a lot of time digging up history, particularly about water, which is the origins of the Imperial Valley.
How this 28-year-old became the youngest lead negotiator on the Colorado River ever, and how he could shape the most consequential negotiations to date. Listen to Imperfect Paradise, the Gen Z water dealmaker, wherever you get podcasts.